You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it. Ladies and gentlemen. Hope y'all having a great day. Hope y'all having a good day. It's been a beautiful week so far. It's only Tuesday, you know, May 17, 2022. You know my voice by now. For those of you who don't, and I do appreciate you taking your time to listen to me today, I am Donner, the Playmaker Salins, the owner, the leader of the Playmakers Broad Sports Network Media. And I am the host of this podcast that you're listening to called Hoops Talk. So thank you for listening in. Whatever platform you're listening to, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, whatever you listen to me from, I appreciate it. Today's episode, y'all already know what I got to talk about. Conference finals are set. Conference semifinals are done. I didn't do so good in this round like I did last round. I went perfect. Okay, everybody that I said I was gonna win. This round, the opposite happened. I had Philly beat Miami. That didn't happen. I had Milwaukee beating Boston. That didn't happen. I had Phoenix beating Dallas. That didn't happen. The only thing that I got right was Golden State beating Memphis. That's the only thing I got right. But hey, it happens, man. In this industry, in this type of environment, picking series or games, it happens. You can't win them all, but you got to take the losses with them. And I'm taking my three with them. So that means I got to recap what took place on Sunday. Because tonight, on this lovely Tuesday, is the beginning of the conference finals starting in the East. So, let's begin the recap with what took place Sunday. 3:30, ABC, Boston, Massachusetts, the Milwaukee Bucks, Boston Celtics, game seven, win or go home scenario. Started off good for Milwaukee. Giannis was on his way to a triple-double, if you can believe that, on his way to a triple-double. That man had 10 points, I think. 7 boys and 6 assists at the end of the first quarter. I'm like, he's going for a triple double. Looked it good, you know. Boston turned it up in the second quarter to have a 5-point lead going into halftime, and then from there it was Boston. Grant Williams, what a game for Grant Williams. I mean, the man struggled shooting all series long, but in game 7, he kept shooting the goddamn ball, and he was hitting it. I got to give it up. Grant Williams, man, 27 points, 10 from 22 from the field, 7 from 18 from three-point range. He did not care. They left him open on purpose. He kept shooting it, and he started drilling them. 6 boys on the day, 27 points to lead. To lead all scores. He led the whole game with 27 points. Tatum, being that dude that he is, 23 points, 8 assists, 6 boards, 7 for 14 from the field, 5 for 9 from 3. That man was doing his thing as well. But shout out to Giannis. I'm going to get Giannis. Giannis is the best basketball player in the game today. I don't care what nobody say. This man finished the series with 25 points, 9 assists, 20 rebounds. He had no help. Jrue Holiday, 21 points. Brook Lopez gave you 15. 1 measly damn point from Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen gets you 1 damn point in a game 7. 0 from 6 from the field. 0 from 4 from 3. 1 damn point. Now, you went, your ass went off in Chicago. You was the villain, the most hated man in the whole damn series. Your ass went off against Chicago. But your ass never made it to Boston, huh? Just never made it to Boston, huh, Grayson Allen? Really? You just never showed up. At all. Whatsoever in the series. They're very disappointed. Very disappointed. Bobby Portis gave you 10 off the bench. Pat Connaughton struggled in this series, but it happens from time to time. Boston took it
109-81. The defending champs are going home, which means we'll have new defending champions. Might probably have we'll have a new finals at that.
Because that's the way it is. But speaking of Giannis, Giannis is the first player ever in playoff history. Playoff history. First player ever in playoff history. We're talking 75 years of the NBA. 75 years, and he's the first player to ever do this. Giannis is the first player to score 200 points, have 100 rebounds, and 50 assists in a playoff series. And you people want to say he's not the best player in the league because he lost to the better team without Chris Middleton. The man did all he could in this series. He didn't take not one game. They played 7 games. He ain't take one game off this series. Game 1, he had a triple-double. Milwaukee won that game. Game 2, he did his thing, but it wasn't enough because Boston was lighting him up from 3. Game 3, he went for a 40-piece. Matter of fact, I think game 3, he went for a 40-piece. Game 4, Tatum and these boys had to do it. Game 5, he went for another 40-piece. I mean, Giannis had 3 40-point games. Game 6, he had a 40-piece. That's Jason Tatum raised his 40-piece to a 46-piece. Giannis dominated this entire series. He didn't have the help that he needed. Jrue Holiday was on and off. Brook Lopez didn't show up until Game 7 with his 15 points and 10 boards. Bobby Portis struggled this series. Grayson, I didn't beat. You gotta start me getting from Grayson Allen. Well, I don't even want to talk about Grayson Allen no more. I'm so disappointed in Grayson Allen. It's ridiculous. All right? But Giannis didn't have to help. If they would have had Chris Middleton, I don't think this series went 7, to be honest. This series would have been over. But they didn't have Chris Middleton, but then shout out to Boston. Grant Williams, 27 points. Jason Tatum finally showed up consistently in the playoff series because that man was killing it this series. I'm giving JT his props on that one. Smart gave you 11, 10, and 7. Brown gave you 19 and 8. So, hey, Boston had the better team, which means the better team won. Shout out to Boston, conference finals for the third time in like 4 years or 5 years. Good job. Next up is the Miami Heat, which I will get to a little later on in the show. That was that game 7. Let's head over to Phoenix, Arizona, shall we? Game 7. I gave Luka 2 games. The MF took 3. Yeah, I'm stealing that from Chad when he asked Kobe to go for 50 in his final game, and Kobe went for 60. Chad tweeted out. I asked him to go for 50. The MF got 60. So I'm doing the same thing with Luka. I gave Luka 2. The MF got 3. God damn it. So now we're in game 7. Which everybody's been waiting on me to get on this show. Especially my boy, Alex Alcazar, the Bear Man. Y'all been waiting for me to talk about this. I seen y'all tweets. Seen y'all comments. Y'all been waiting on me on this. I was wrong! I ain't think I'll be this damn wrong, though. Game 7? Like this? In Phoenix? Chris Paul. 10 points. 4 assists. 4 from 8 from the field. 1 for 3 from 3-point range. In 31 goddamn minutes, CP3 took 8 shots. In 31 minutes, CP3 took 8 damn shots. So out of every 4 minutes, he took 1 shot. Is that right? Yeah, so out of every 3 to 4 minutes, he took 1 damn shot. 1! Devin Booker, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 0 for 4 from 3, 3 from 14, played 37 minutes. DeAndre Ayton, 5 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 17 minutes of playing. You ain't even play. DeAndre Ayton didn't even play 20 minutes. DeAndre Ayton didn't even play 20 minutes. 20! He only played 17 damn minutes. And then we go to the Mavs. Luka Doncic, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 12 from 19 from the field, 6 of 11 from 3. He shot over 50% from 3-point range. And he, do y'all understand? 12 from 19. He shot 63% from the field, over 50% from 3. Jalen Brunson, 24 points, 6 boards, 11 for 19, 2 from 4 from 3. He shot 50% from 3 and like 60% from the field. And then, Spencer Dinwiddie. You finally made it to Dallas, sir. 30 points off the bench in 25 minutes. 11 from 15 from the field, 5 from 7 from 3. Spencer Dinwiddie is here. Like I told y'all gave Lucas Spencer Dinwiddie out of all people. Like, dude, y'all must not realize Spencer Dinwiddie can ball. Okay? I was just on a Twitter space. I never did Twitter space. I love Twitter space. I gotta host one of these days. Try to either do it for the conference finals or the NBA finals. I gotta host a Twitter space. But shout out to my girl, Ashley. She been hosting the Twitter space. Sports at the Dark on Twitter. If you're not following Ashley, better y'all do so right now. Sports at the Dark Twitter space. Yeah, I love it. I enjoy everybody up in there. But we was in the space, you know. I was asking as we get ready for this game on Sunday. When is Spencer Dinwiddie gonna come on? I mean, where is Spencer Dinwiddie? Has he made it to Dallas yet? And just so happened, he went off for 30. Off the bench. Just so happened to go off for 30. I mean, I was still wrong in picking the series, but I do love the fact that Spencer Dinwiddie did finally decide to show up in these playoffs for once. Thank you, sir, for showing up. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Shorty G, Chad Gable from WWE. Thank you. But Spencer Dinwiddie did show up. And a 123-90 ass whooping of epic proportion by the Dallas Mavericks and Phoenix. The ultimate embarrassment at home in a game 7. I'm going to say that again. The ultimate embarrassment at home in a game 7. That's the Phoenix Suns. And Chris Paul is getting all the licks. Devin Booker is getting all the licks. And damn it, we ain't leaving DeAndre Ayton out of this. Damn it, I'm going to say this again. 17 minutes played by DeAndre Ayton. 17. Chris Paul played 31. Devin Booker played 37. Mikal Bridges played 33. Jay Crowder played 24. Cam Johnson came off the bench and played 20. 17 damn minutes from your center. McGee got 16. Desmond Biyombo got 12. They combined for 28 minutes off the bench. DeAndre Ayton only played 17. You want to look at Chris Paul. He's been in the league long. He's been through these situations before. And he's lost these games more times than not. I get it. I understand it. Devin Booker. But went on it. He just went on it. But DeAndre Ayton is such a disappointment. Ever since that damn finals against Giannis last year, you ain't lived up to nothing we thought you were lived up to. Let us call it what it is with DeAndre Ayton. Giannis put the world on notice with DeAndre Ayton. How he bullied DeAndre Ayton. And DeAndre Ayton still hasn't recovered. still hasn't recovered. It's a damn shame to be 7 feet tall, to be that skilled, and you can't take over. You can't dominate. This is what Shaq and Charles hate about these big men. Y'all are big and y'all can't take over. The only big that lady takes over like a big Joel Embiid and Nikhil Jokic. Embiid's been injured. That's why it hurts him. Nikhil Jokic, he's on a team that is really just him until Jamal Murray comes back and Michael Porter Jr. come back. But everybody else, the DeAndre Aytons of the world, the Rudy Goberts of the world, the Bam Adebayos of the world, y'all don't dominate inside. The Karl Anthony Towns of the world. Don't never forget about Cat. Oh, you definitely got to get in this conversation. Y'all don't dominate like y'all should. Man, Shaq would dominate inside. That's why the Lakers so goddamn hard to beat. Because you got Kobe. Kobe killing you like he's Michael Jordan. And you got Shaq saying, you ain't stopping Shaq. Shaq getting 20 to 25 a game. You already know Kobe getting 20 to 25 a game. That's damn near 50 points by them two by themselves. And then you got to count in Derrick Fisher going to get his, Robert Horry going to get his, Rick Fox going to get his. That's the problem. Where all my dominant big man at? Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid. Those are the three, right? Oh, matter of fact, weren't them the three that were in the running for the MVP, by the way? Oh, exactly. You know why? Because they are dominant players. Big men that are dominant. Brook Lopez, you finally showed up in game 7, but where were you from games 1-6? You got double-digit rebounds. You scored 15 points in game 7. Where was all that in the games 1-6, Brook Lopez? We still waiting on Bam Adebayo to finally have a game that he goes off. It kind of somebody went off on them, I want to say, last series around about game 5, I want to say. Or game. One of the games in the series against Philadelphia, he was up there in point total with Jimmy Butler. But we ain't have that Bam Adebayo game yet, okay? We still waiting on that Bam Adebayo game. Where is that coming from? It better come in this series because y'all going to need it. Y'all playing the Boston Celtics. Nikhil Jokic took the Golden State Warriors to game 6. Damn near averaging a triple-double in that damn series. Doing it all, scoring, rebounding, and assisting. Joel Embiid came back, and that's the reason why Miami got pushed to 6, because as soon as Joel came back, Philly had a boost. But where the rest of my big man at? Karl Anthony Towns. Bam Adebayo. DeAndre Ayton. Rudy Gobert. Am I missing any big man? Am I? There's a lot of big men we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Let me make sure. Where y'all at? Nowhere to be found. So Dallas is in the wrestling conference right now. But they'll be facing off with the Golden State Warriors. Now, before I get into this, Patrick Beverly decided to come on Get Up in the First Take and spill violence about CP3. Should've been bitch first. Can't guard nobody. Nobody's scared of Phoenix. Which he's right on that. Nobody was scared of Phoenix. Nobody was scared of Phoenix, by the way. They might have had the best record, but nobody was scared of Phoenix. When you looked at Phoenix, you weren't scared of Phoenix. You might have been scared of Devin Booker, because if he go out, that's a whole nother problem. But nobody was really scared of Phoenix. I'll give Patrick Beverly that, but dude, this is Chris freaking Paul, CP3. Now, playing devil's advocate, I will admit, Chris Paul has come up short a lot of times in game 7s. He did it again on Sunday. CP3 has come up short in the finals last year. He came up short in this series. That's when they went to Dallas. When he was home in Phoenix, he looked good until game 7. Home in Dallas, however, averaging three and a half points a game, 4 assists a game, averaging 5.5 turnovers a game, averaging about 5 fouls a game on the road against the Dallas. Not good, Chris. Not good. Not good. You are the point guard, Chris Paul. You are the point guard. But damn, dude. People really want you to get a ring, dude. How you gonna get a ring if you ain't gonna show up to get the damn ring? I love Chris Paul, but let's call it what it is. People call you the point guard. Nobody's going to refute that. But how you going to get yourself a goddamn ring if you ain't showing up your damn self? If you don't show up, DeAndre ain't no strong, which is a terrible thing. DeAndre should be dominating anyway. He don't need a point guard to help him dominate. He should dominate anyway. But no, he needs Chris Paul to help him dominate. Devin Booker don't need Chris Paul to help him out. Devin Booker would take over the game himself if he need to. True, if he didn't get injured and got in that goddamn game two against the New Orleans Pelicans, y'all would have won that game pretty more quickly than you did because he went for 31 in the first half by his damn self. But CP3, come on, man. We love you. We wanted to see you successful, but dude, you ain't giving us much to go with here. Another game seven that you lose. And you didn't show up. 31 minutes, you only took 8 shots. You only had 4 assists. This is not what we was looking for. It was terrible. Terrible. But Luka Doncic, that man has arrived. Luka is here. He finally made out the first round of the playoffs, and now he's in the conference finals. What, oh boy. Let me talk about that a little bit later. First, let me get to the Eastern Conference Finals, because that's what's kicking off tonight. 8:30 ESPN in South Beach, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Boston Celtics versus the Miami Heat, and oh boy. Jason Tatum versus Jimmy Butler. You got Marcus Smart. You got Jaylen Brown. You got Grant Williams, who showed up in game 7, as we talked about earlier. You got Al Horford. Robert Williams is starting to get healthy. You have some guys that can play. Brayton Pritchard can ball him damn self. Devin White, if he ever find his rhythm like he did in San Antonio, he can ball. It's that team versus Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Victor Oladipo, Matt Strus, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry, whenever he returns. Gabe Vincent can ball, as you can see. This is going to be an interesting series. This is the type of series when stars take over when it's time, but the world players make it happen. And then the coaching. Ime Udoka versus Eric Spoelstra. Ime Udoka has done a fabulous job with the Celtics in his first year. Let's just call it what it is. A fabulous job. Fabulous job. But that is Eric Spoelstra on the other side. NBA top 15 coach. Top 15 coach, Eric Spoelstra. Two-time world champion with the Miami Heat. That's the head coach with the LeBron James and Wayne Wade and Chris Bosh as the team leaders. That team. That coach. That culture. That coach was different down there. It's just different. But these two teams match up very well, ladies and gentlemen. I am looking forward to this series. I'm looking forward to tonight to see game one and how it turns out. Okay? Now, Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum, they've been here before. Matter of fact, these two franchises been here before. You know, we can go all the way back to the... We ain't got to go that far back, you know? Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Rajon Rondo against LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul, who are about to win, and the fact that the Heat beat them to get to the finals. You know, we've seen this before. We've seen this in the bubble when Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, Marcus Smart, and the crew had to go against Jimmy Butler and company with Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and that crew. Miami won that series in the Eastern Conference Finals. So it's all setting up pretty good. Now for those of my Boston Celtics fans, I know what y'all thinking. The revenge tour continues. Because in 2019, you got knocked out by the Brooklyn Nets in the first round. Who do you sweep in the first round? The Brooklyn Nets. In 2021, you got beat in the second round by the Milwaukee Bucks, which was last season. Who did you beat in the second round in game 7? The Milwaukee Bucks. And now in 2020 in the bubble, you went against the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami won that series. Who do you play in the Eastern Conference Finals starting tonight? the Miami Heat. So the revenge tour continues if you're a Celtics fan. I know y'all Celtics fans loving it right now. It's still Miami. That team is still all around good. Like, I don't posted it so many times. I don't tweet it so many times. I don't say it on the damn podcast so many times. Miami has a team that anybody can go off any given goddamn game. That's just facts. Now, those of you who say Boston can do the same thing. Marcus Smart has had a 20-point game in these playoffs. Biz saw Grant Williams go win on the game 7. Okay, Jason Tatum has went for 40. Jaylen Brown went for 30 in game 2. The reason why Boston took game 2 and didn't go down 0-2 to Milwaukee. Al Horford went for 30 along with Tatum to steal game 4 on the road in Milwaukee. I get it. That's good, but it's a different feeling when Tyler Hero goes off, when Duncan Robinson go off. You looking like, well, damn, it's an avalanche coming with them two. And then Jimmy Butler said, you know what? I'm putting my head down. I'm going for 40 tonight. Jimmy Buckets. We still waiting for Bam Adebayo to have his game. But man, Matt Stroop has went off against the Hawks in one game. He had a game. Victor Oladipo went off against the Hawks in the game. Matter of fact, that was a game. Was that game 6 or game 5? I don't remember what game it was. It was probably been game 5 when Victor Oladipo went in and ended that series. His damn son. And Jimmy Butler didn't even play that game. Victor Oladipo came out of nowhere and said, hey, y'all must have got who I am. I am Victor freaking Oladipo.
It's going to be an interesting series. Very interesting series.
Feet to the fire. Boston in 6. Boston in 6. Feet to the fire. Got to make a pick. Boston in 6. I'm going Boston in 6. So that's the Eastern Conference Finals. And matter of fact, all the games on the Eastern Finals will be either on ESPN or on ABC. Exclusively. Alright. We get to the Western Conference Finals. That will be exclusively on TNT. The Western Conference Finals is on TNT exclusively. All games are on TNT. All the games are at 9 p.m. Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, Luka Doncic, Steph Curry, Spencer Dinwiddie, Jelly Brunson, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, Dorian Finney-Smith, Draymond Green. Luka is a bad freaking man. That's just called it what it is. Luka is out this world, okay? Luka is making a run for best player in the league. He ain't the best player in the league, but he's making a run for it. I would say that. He's in the conversation. He's in the conversation with Giannis. With LeBron. He's in the conversation. He's in that damn conversation. Luka's a bad man. And then Jalen Brunson found his groove against the Utah series, and he took some games off and finally showed up in this series against Phoenix. And then Spencer Dinwiddie has found himself to go on a roll in a game 7 in Phoenix and drop 30 off the bench in 25 minutes. Oh my gosh, Spencer Dinwiddie is finally here. But I did say Steph Curry, right? Klay Thompson? Jordan Poole? The Splash Brothers? Draymond Green being the dude that he is. Being that playmaker on the offensive and defensive end and being that nerve-wracking player for the opposing team like Dennis Rodman.
Oh my gosh. This is very interesting.
I was being respectful to Lucas to give him 2. The MF who took the damn series. I'm going to do it again. Golden State in 6, damn it. Golden State in 6. I don't give a crap. I picked Golden State to get out the West anyway, and I'm sticking to it. That's the only team I got out the West. I had them beating Phoenix, by the way. But they can beat Dallas, so I ain't gonna worry about it. I'm picking Golden State in 6. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Jordan Poole is too much for Luka. Damn it. 2 of them can go off, and it's gonna be enough. If all 3 of them go off, it's definitely a wrap. But if only one goes off, then Luka has a shot. But if all 3 go off, Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie better match the other 2. Because if they don't, it's not going to end well for Dallas. But Jason Kidd's a damn good coach. He's doubling Devin Booker is interesting. So I'm wondering if he's gonna double either. I'm wondering which of the three he's gonna double. Is it Steph Curry? Is it Klay Thompson or Jordan Poole? Who's gonna see the double? He's gonna double one of the three. I know it. That's what makes this interesting. Jason Kidd versus Steve Curry. This is gonna be a chess match. I can't wait to see this coaching matchup and the adjustment these two coaches made. Shout out to Steve Curry. Hope he's getting healthy. You know, dealing with COVID. Hope he's back by Wednesday to coach game one of this series. Because it's going to be a lovely thing to watch them two go at it. Schematic-wise. I got Boston in six. I got Golden State in six. That's how I'm rolling. My finals is going to be the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. I ain't going to say Boogie because I'm not too sure. Because I think Miami can take this series too if it goes seven. If this series goes seven between Miami and Boston, Miami's taking it in seven. But I'm taking Boston in six, okay? So that's all I got for you. I hope they are ready like I am. It's the conference finals. We are down to the final four in the NBA. It is what it is. It is JT versus Jimmy Buckets. It is Luka Doncic versus Stephen Curry. It is on and popping tonight and all the way to the NBA finals, ladies and gentlemen. Yet again, the playmaker down there, Silence, out here in Jacksonville, Florida, signing off for this edition of Who's Talk. Enjoy your conference finals. I'll be back sometime this weekend when the series shifts us over to Boston and Dallas. Deuces. Woo! I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoop Talks come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, the Playmaker, Darnell Silence, signing off.